Finish, they go back to the hospital. And so if you train people from somewhere to anything, so that's what? The 30% Democrat. Exactly. We have here, Glenn Williams. I found that the department has got a construction unit which employs 3,000 people, and it's not being used. A lot of the dams were built by them in the past. There's a lot of engineers and all that, but they still have a lot of people. So they designed everything for the elevation of the dam here. I went there on Saturday before last month of the year. I went to see for myself and speak to people. And in fact, the team, the construction team of this department, is there. Everything, offices, equipment is ready. But we pulled them back. For whatever reason. Please don't go away. So we pulled them back. I went there and I given them quite much, that we didn't expect much, you know, one of them to do. And I asked them, how much money do you need? They said, we need for this furniture, for this furniture to start and run this thing. We need only $300 million. It's in Tema. So you can see the same. They say, if there's anything, we know what we're not going to do. That they told me, we will then get capacity outside. So that's where, and then I'm asked the team, because that we are going to use that internal capacity, but we're going to create a state controlled, not state owned, state controlled construction unit around it, mm-hmm. where you have your 30% set aside, that's what I said to the team. Mm-hmm. With easy, I have asked some technical people to assist me with this. 30% set aside, and then 90% direct investment. Because 2 weeks ago we had a visit here by delegates from people from the new development bank. That is big risk. Mm-hmm. South Africa has contributed 100% to that bank, but we have drawn nothing. Mm-hmm. And they're concerned, they send it to team. And then we met with them, with the PICC technical team. We agreed, we said to the PICC technical team, and must then deal with us that side. So that 90% would be a direct investment from the new development bank. So that's how we're going to use this internal capacity. And so that we are able to expand the, you know, space with less money. Because the reason we were spending so much money is because we outsource and we don't even control the space control. Let me pass that, but that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to use internal capacity. Chair, when we started in August, in February, in the department, I went to Pretoria. I wanted to visit and see the office. I couldn't, because the house was striking. They were blocking every entrance there, so even the meeting I had with some of the officials, it was in the southern side of there. You know part of what they're complaining about? They say, we want bonuses. 3,000 people. But so what are you doing? No, we're doing nothing. It's not our fault, it's your fault. You're not using us, and we're there. And they're correct. They are correct. Now, already the DG has paid 32% of that number. Now he's going to pay. He said you'll pay in May. I hope you pay. Don't know where he's going to get the money. The 68%. But people want to be paid. You see, this is exactly the point. Now, on water, on the water right. The reason, again, I think back to the structure. Remember I said, we will implement the structure. Everything, the team is here. They've been here from Tuesday, I think. The DG, the DDG is responsible for corporate support services, and the DDG already are just using the current, what I'm using. The DDG is responsible for planning, monitoring, and evaluation. They've been here since Tuesday. They are working, the DDG corporate support services is working on that structure. Tomorrow, before they go back, they will have to present to me. That's because I want it done. Because that structure is going to change, as I have already indicated with the infrastructure. This one, of the water, natural water, this is one of water resources and services layer. That is the reform regulator, reform. It is meant to deal with this question of water rights. We can't have a situation where we have white farmers owning water in the country. Water is a public good in terms of our constitution. So they own this water. The young company in the Northern Cape has just said last week they used the opportunity to consult that it was that week that was hosted by the president. They come to me and say, "Minister, we've got a company. I mean, a farm, but a company with a farm. We applied to the department for water rights. Our farm is 1,000 hectares on the Orange River. But we haven't received anything. They said, we can give you 100 hectares water rights. But we have a farm of 1,000. Next to us, we have farmers who are selling us, even wanting to lease water rights to us. These are white farmers along the river. And our people have not been processed at 100. Now, that's why I introduced this thing here, that structural change there. So that DDG is here as well. All of them are here. All of them are here. He is not going to work according to the old organogram. We are busy reorganizing that organogram itself. Yes, the ATP will pass, please pass it. But I'm going to come back to you within the next 2 months to say, please, let us review this because this is what we have corrected. I'm responding also to some of the questions that are raised by the leaders over there. So that is what we are going to do. You can't have a situation, you know, in the Eastern Cape, in the Sandys River Valley, the late Kadar Asma, the first minister of what is what our parents. Kadar Asma offered, he set aside 3,000 hectares of water rights for energy farms. Today, only 300 hectares, 300 hectares. Remain. What happened to the rest? Because the farmers are saying, no, we didn't, because it was supposed to have been a canal built here that led to our farm, nothing is happening. So, and that's a story everywhere. As I say, we have to do that. That DDG is going to sit down, is going to do that, going to develop that program, going to develop that, because that's what we want. That's why I want the water, national water resources and services regulator and authority. So that we can monitor that and step over the authority of the state over this notion of water as a public good. Whether the dam is a, even these guys who are farmers, they employ people. People don't drink from their water. They drink from the dam that cattle drink. It cannot be. It's because we're not regulating, we have not reformed the water sector. It's got to be done. So that's an agenda, big time agenda. It's the same utilities. Again, there's institutional resource, there's institutional what did you call that? Institutional rationalization. And organizational what we call
alignment.
That's right. That branch is going to deal with these things. The water utilities. There are water boards. We have water boards, catchment management agencies. There are irrigation schemes. I forgot to know I did it myself. It's now when I have to go, but I thought about it, must have been 2 a.m. when I finalized it. So once I did it, I didn't think it to my mind. Now, you can't have a situation like yes. These utilities, you have water South African Water Users Association. You've got irrigation boards, whatever else. Now, how do we, what is the relationship between the department and those institutions? This thing called institutional rationalization and organizational alignment, that DDG is going to deal with that question.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is five strategic pillars.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it is your strategic pillars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these five pillars are meant to deal with the reform issue or the great transformation issue. Yes. It must happen. Because if it doesn't happen, then it means we continue this way. Part of what's happening, you know, there is a farmer who is helping black farmers. He says during the transition, he says to me, you know, this is an African. This chap says, Minister, water reform is crucial. He says to me, do you see that farm, that golf course there, on the bank of the hill? It's green, beautiful. It's a new golf course, built, I think, 5 years ago. He said, now, you were complaining that your people, the farm farmers, are not watering. So, you see, look at that farm. Look at the water they're using. It's all is water. Green. That's what that's what farmers do. When you buy land downstream, what they do upstream is to take the bulk of that water to make sure that downstream you have no water to water the produce of the farmers. And then to irrigate them. And then the result is that people think that black farmers are useless. That's not true. He now says, you know that from water reform, but then you are in water. Please do water reform to make sure that that land doesn't turn brown because it's taken from proper perspective. Because why change the nutrient? They put up, you know, the golf courses and they irrigate every other thing. And they go even beyond their right, the limit of their own right. And there's nobody who checks them. That DDG, we will have to do all of those things. Over the next 3 months, after 3 months, I'm going to request a meeting myself, so that when we come back in August, we will request that meeting so that I present to you, so I'm saying, this is what the organizational structure is now. It's not what was approved with the EGP. But I'm going to mention that with the budget for next week. So this is what is going to drive those six, these five, those financial management, those five branches that we created there. So if my Honourable Chairperson is, I'm sure the Honourable members over there also dealing with some of them.
Yeah.
Yes, if there's anything that I didn't. What a perfect way. When we build those houses, I had thought that we'd have water.
Mm.
And when we were handing over those houses, there's an old man. When I spoke about this problem, when are we going to be discussing this? We were talking everywhere. This old man says, you know, Minister, there's a problem. The problem I'm supposed to happen in government. He says, I worked for that for this municipality. This is what I was doing. He says, I know the whole network of water restoration in this country. But nobody has ever asked me. He says, people meet, he says, they learn about whether or not there is that thing is a 5 year, water 5 year, when they dig it and they chop it, and they see the water coming out, coming out like that. Because they don't know. He said, that is a problem, we have to start there with the municipality. And I found exactly the same thing in Mpumalanga, Saturday. There's an engineer who worked for this department for 41 years. He studied as a technician. He's now a complete, his engineer is retired. He says, your officials don't want to talk to me at all. Yet I know every inch of how things, what I do in the registration line here. But not in that way. They won't that way. I asked him to do me a write-up. He's going to, this is going to do me again in the detail of that, to do me a write-up. So that I can, as we are going to discuss this in this registration thing, this is for this technical contribution made by that old man. We're not so old. So these things, and that was the Josini then, chair of the what I then, in summary, I'm saying, Minister, is that part of what I want to do, that pastor to do that yesterday, the thing is, I said to them, I want you to reprioritize the budget. Because I said yesterday at the meeting, after that we met. Now, again, that's what you're saying exactly now. Because the budget can't speak to you represent provinces. That's why you speak about your provinces. Exactly. And if you don't speak about the provinces yourself, then who's going to speak about provinces? And then provinces here, that's right. So I take it, I'm very happy, actually, I feel supported on this question of education. It's a very primary thing, so that I can also be able to say, here we're building station at the system. And that's what I'm very happy with the questions. Thank you very much.
Okay, DG, I think DG addressed the specific question that from where I'm speaking is very interesting. So you can answer specific questions in the end.
Thank you very much. I think the members asked specific ones about the issue of surplus, that the CFO wants to touch on, the issue of the irregular expenditure that they want to touch on. And I think DG Planning wanted to talk about the issue of Mbongela and loss of in terms of the progress, but I think the unit has covered in it.
Yes.
Rather, still, I don't think we need to go on that. Yeah. But in maybe 1 minute, each of them can just touch on those ones.
Thank you, DG. My name is Paul Nell. I represent the Water Trading Entity. There was a question about the surplus. Why do we show a surplus in the budget? At the end of the 16-17 financial year, the Water Trading Entity ended with a 2.7 billion overdraft. During that year, the expenditure was more than the income. So they spending money that they didn't have, so they ended with 2.7 billion overdraft. That's at the end of 16-17. National Treasury wanted to know how we're going to repay this, what are you going to do to repay this money. So during the budget for 17-18, we had to budget that we're not going to spend all the money. So we had to do the opposite to what they did the previous year. So we said we know we're going to get in 9.7 billion income, but we'll only spend 9 billion of that. So there was 750 million, that money that came in that wasn't spent, so that could go off towards repaying the overdraft. So when we're looking at the WT, I can say we already turned the corner. We already stopped the downward spiral of increasing the overdraft. We've repaid 750 million. And in this financial, that is planned to do again. The same thing. We'll have our revenue more than the expenditure so that we can pay back that part of the overdraft. Just, I'd like to mention, just having said we've turned the corner, until the debt is fully, the municipal debt is fully sorted out, we'll never really truly turn the corner. Because the debt of municipality to the Water Trading Entity increased by 1.2 billion in this financial year. So they owe us 7.8 billion municipalities. And in total, if we look at the sector entities that report to our minister, the municipalities owe him 11.4 billion rand. And we can do a lot of work with that money. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister DM. Now, the question regarding the illegal expenditure, the 6.4 billion that was on the media. That was relating to the 16-17 balance of 4.1 billion that we disclosed, plus 2.4 billion for the trading entity that was previously not disclosed. But that figure was, it is correct. It is 6.4 billion if you add it, if you take it to account the 2.4 billion for the trading entity that was previously not disclosed. So it is the correct figure for 16-17. Chair, there was a question regarding slide 41 and 42 on why a minimal budget has been allocated to the Western Cape and if that is ideal in light of the drought situation. Chair, I need to correct that. We do transfer two ways. We have indirect ones as well as the direct transfer. You will note that in slide 42, Gauteng has been allocated 328 million and the Western Cape 72 million. So they do not have an allocation as direct transfers because they are deemed as the economic hub of the country, the Gauteng and the Western Cape, and that's why we do the allocation in terms of the indirect grant of 328 million and 72 million. Chair, there was a question regarding the underspending of 486 million and the overdraft of 134 million, and you asked us to explain it in a layman's terms to understand it. Chair, when we are spending money for activities that are on our annual performance plan, and when we are spending money for activities that are for the general running of the department, that's when our expenditure increases. But when we are using our money for things that are not on our annual performance plan, and we are using money for things that are not for the general operation of the department, then it does not affect our expenditure. So it is when money now is leaving the bank account, but we cannot touch the expenditure. So in our case, it means for things that are relating to our APP, we underspend by 481 million. But we would expect to find that 481 million in the bank. It is not there, because we then took that 481 million to service the debt we're owing to the National Treasury. We're owing National Treasury 193 million as an overdraft for the previous financial year. We're also owing them 296 million for unauthorized expenditure. And on top of that, after exhausting the 486 million, we also used an additional 134 million that was not in the bank that took us into overdraft to pay for Umzimbu on behalf of the trading entity when their bank account was closed. That's the 134 million that the minister was making allusion to. So, Chair, that's where the underspending came about. We did not spend money for things that are on our APP, but we used the money to service the debt to the trading entity. Hence, there's no money in the bank and we ended up using overdraft. Chair, there was a final question that was asked on the allocation for KZN. That's on slide 42, there is a small allocation for KZN. Likewise, Chairperson, if you check on the previous slide 41, on the direct transfer, KZN actually has the highest allocation. We've allocated them 579 million as a direct transfer. Because the direct one is the one that goes to our municipalities that are the ones that are deemed to be struggling and servicing the poor communities. So that's why they got the highest allocation. They offered 79 million. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good day, Honorable, on protocol observed. FNDG, I'm not sure whether what I'm going to say is going to spoil the good work foundation laid by the minister with regards to Bombela.
Yeah, with lots of them, at least maybe there we can say there are some good news. What has happened around that area? Lots of them itself, according to our sources, lots of them itself is already over-utilized. In other words, it's allocated. There's no water there that can be taken to this area without causing trouble around the area. There are three options that are on the table as we speak. One option is the rand, we use the rand water option, that is from Loskop Nut. It has a capital of 1.8 billion per 100 megaliters, and the operation cost would be 23 rand for 30 kilos. So when we compare to these options, there's one option that we are coming up with that we are recommending for the FNDG to assist us to sort of get it going. However, the main problem I need to emphasize this, and this is related to what Minister said earlier, the main contributor to lack of water or insufficient water in Tembisa Honey District Municipality is the water losses. They have more than 40% water losses. The second problem is that the system from which they use water, which we call the Western High Tech System, it operates as multiple operators, and that also contributes to the problem there, because the inefficiency in one part would affect the other part. So one of the things that we are recommending to the SDG and to the Mpumalanga province as well is that we appoint one operator for the whole system so that efficiency can be realized. So with this now will tie in with the institutional realignment program, because there are the regional utilities and all sorts of utilities that are coming up with the new system. So we believe that once the option here of taking water to Tembisa Honey, it's not only Tembisa Honey, by the way, there are other areas in the Moroka. Yes, Moroka is also here. There are other areas in Limpopo, which are the Muti area, also the Ifrem Mohale local municipality, and all other areas that are here. Because what we wanted to do there, the first request that came to us was that water should be taken to Loskom straight to Ifrem. Mm-hmm. Now that disregarded all other areas in between that have also been asking for water. So then we thought we should do a comprehensive study that will address other areas as well. And so we are addressing this matter. We are hoping that we will choose the cheapest or the most efficient option to service the area. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Philip. I think the issue of battle, the minister spoke about being temporary training and transfer. The allocation is there from the treasury. The department is going to assist the municipality. We're not going to transfer the money to the municipality. We're going to do the pipeline and the department. Then transfer it to them. Thank you very much.
Okay, so thank you very much. You decided to. I believe that there's a question that we're going to have.
I said there are three questions that are still outstanding. The question in the first of the report you gave us about water that can look at how it is. And you said you were following on that. You even told that the inspector then was complaining that there were very few. So I wanted the information in the sense of how far have you gone with that. And then slide 434. And a question in respect of whether on which municipalities have not yet done their master plan. I know in the Gulf of Falls, and I can't say, because you say there are five. Does it mean it's 5 out of 11? Does it mean 6 of them of the districts have not yet done the master plan? And then the last one was on 948, where I requested a breakdown of those that have amenities specifics of the areas that are not compliant, the non-compliant areas, people can be provided with specifics, but maybe not today, if they can follow the capture.
Okay. I was very happy when they brought this order. They're saying that there's an increase of water in the that is a marginal increase in the water. What they didn't say is that we release water from two dams that are owned by the state to this dam. And so that increases that. But part of what happened during that period, we met with the provincial government
Thank you, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, Minister, Deputy Minister. I'm just going to be brief on the question that Honourable Member asked around the, what he called the looting of water by the big farmers. We have within the branch regulation, water sector regulation, the compliance monitoring and enforcement team, which is our inspectors, that monitor and that investigate and then take a hard line in terms of cracking down on this theft. So I think in the interest of time, I will provide a detailed report and also include some examples where we have prosecuted farmers for the theft. But it's as the Minister said, and the Chairperson said, we need to stamp our authority in terms of the water rights and make sure that that water right is led along the lines of the transformation agenda that the Minister has put us to the task. Thank you very much.
Where these programs are. So we're still fighting that. There are those that are responding to
sanctuary as such, we're still going to have, you know, look for a place where these children are going to be at home. The issue of what they're harvesting, I see Professor by saying he's looking inside to the outside. What they are harvesting means, Chaperson, it's something that we shouldn't be only giving judge of tents to people.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with educating. We should educate community
mm-hmm.
on what they are harvesting. Because even farmers must buy judge of tents. They can afford to buy judge of tents because of the drought.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we need to do, because now the minister is going to work closely with the Minister of Culture. So remember, when they build houses, the human settlement, they put also judge of tents, which it's not, you know, us only that must look at the water after this deal.
Mm-hmm.
We should only make sure that we do a lot of educating people, even those that are in the suburbs, to buy judge of tents. So that part, I don't know whether we have budget for that, but it depends solely sometimes on the culture with human settlement. When they build houses, they must make sure that there's the judge thing. But us, we will do our part by making sure that we do public participation concerning water conservation and also water harvesting. Thank you very much. And I'm happy that Minister has answered some of those questions. Because she is right by saying there's instability in that municipality. So if we give them money, it will vanish. So the DG is saying it's going to be here. But what we need to do is to inform you when we're starting. So that, because you can also help us by monitoring whether things are happening or not. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. Just the two questions which weren't answered by Honourable Kaula. The one, slide 34, in terms of the master plans. If you go to that appendix 1 on page 41, you will see on the reference to the district municipalities which are going to be covered this year. 5 of them: Utukela, Mwundlovu, Kanekude, Nzinyati, and Utungulu. And the reality is that we can't do everything in 1 year. So during the current year, we've got those 5. The others get prioritised as we move on. And then bearing in mind that they're 5-year master plans, we also having to update on a continuous basis as well. So that's really the reason there. And then the other one on slide 52. Non-compliant areas.
48,
In this document, again on page 48, you will see a number of the municipalities in KZN which will be monitored for non-compliance. The details of specific non-compliant municipalities appear in our green drop report, green and blue drop report. And those are published, and if the researchers, Madam Chair, aren't able to access those, we can arrange for our department to make sure that you get copies of those reports. But the details are in those 2 reports which are published. But we can certainly get the detail to the Honourable Member. Thank you very much.
Minister
and
Members, thank you very much for your contribution. And we hope that it's not things for the meeting, that we don't go out to cash. But I'm like anything, but nothing happens after that. We take these things that have changed very seriously as a community. We're not comfortable, we're not happy, we honestly say, until now. The majority, I mean, big amount of water rights still sitting on the private sector. It cannot. Not happy with that, but we are comfortable with the changes, transformation that are coming up. We are hoping that it will address those issues.
Hello.
Water, TV water connection cannot be accounted to them. That's what they said in that meeting. They cannot pay for that water. It's a loss to you, not to them. Don't charge them for that. Correct it so that we know that it's not much it is owed for them, because they're saying we're not correcting that. It has to be corrected. Also, Minister, the issue of Akua, especially on that amount, to be in the fancy word, financial word, fancy. With us, it's just your own people money. That's what has been paid, and if you need only a new budget, then you're not going to be able to perform some of the things that you have planned. It has to be corrected. Akua will always be there, but at least an acceptable amount. See, beyond the goal. It has to be corrected. But having said that, I do want to say we really thank you very much, Honourable Minister. We hope things could have happened earlier. You know, things as good as all time. Kamla, don't conclude what I'm saying. You don't know what I want to say.
No, that is very controversial.
This is a positive change for the minister. Positive change. Sometimes change, we are afraid of a change because we don't know what will come after the change. But later you learn that it was a positive change. Because if what you are coming up with is going to implement it, I can show myself in a big way. We really appreciate that. And Deputy Minister, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And the team, everyone from the department, has been very good. Always been there. You made our life easy. Remember something to me. Because yourself and the minister not there, but in most cases we definitely appreciate that. We hope that you will do the same with the incoming committee. I know people will see you, but just for this learning session, we really appreciate. With that, the meeting is
adjourned. I want to step forward now.
I want to say,